Hi everyone, welcome to another Parshas HaShavua. This week is Parsha Vayeschanan. But this coming Shabbos is not just Parsha Vayeschanan, it's also what we call Shabbos Nachamus, the Shabbos of Comfort, called after the Haftorah. We're now going to go into a seven-week series of seven Haftorahs that are very connected to comfort, comforting the Jewish people after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which we commemorated on Tisha B'Av. And also, this coming Shabbos is Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, which according to the Gemara was a great, very great Yontif, and we're going to try and touch on that as well. So we'll try and briefly, just very briefly, touch on all those things. But I want to begin with a very beautiful idea that's brought down in the Abra Benel and the Malbim in the very, very first part of the Parsha. We know the Parsha is Vayeschanan, which means I prayed. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people that after he conquered Sichon and Og, on the other side of the Jordan, he perhaps thought maybe Hashem's decree of him not going to Israel was now perhaps relaxed or made a bit more possible to rescind or whatever the case is. So he davened to Hashem. He davened multiple times, he says, to Hashem to let him go into the land of Israel. So they point out a very interesting thing, which just shows how beloved Eretz Yisrael was for Moshe Rabbeinu, how desperately he wanted to go in to the land, to perform the mitzvahs there, to be in the land of Eretz Yisrael, and so on. And they say the following. They say that Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself the following idea. He said, this gezeirah, this decree that was decreed upon me, it really was about leading Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. That was sort of bad. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar and Chukas, it says, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Lochein lo yisoviu. Therefore, you will not bring the people of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, which means you won't lead them. It doesn't say lo yisoviu, you won't come into Eretz Yisrael. It says you won't lead the people there. Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore, he asked Hashem the following, which is an amazing thing. He asked, he says, maybe with this tefillah, he said, Ebron, let me go into Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? He said, I don't mind to go in like a common person. Someone else will lead the B'nai Yisrael. Yehoshua will take the B'nai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Let me just go like a regular person. That's how desperately, so to speak, that's how beloved Eretz Yisrael was for Moshe Rabbeinu, just to go in there to observe the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to go in, even if he wasn't coming in as a leader, which I found very, very fascinating. I never realized that's a pshat in the pasuk, and that's certainly an amazing perspective. So as I mentioned before, this Shabbos is also Shabbos Nachamu, and it's also the Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av. And they're really connected. So let's see how they're connected. So of course, the Gemara tells us, Gemara Taina is a famous idea, L'ho Yom Tovim B'Yisrael, Ketubah Av Yom Kippurim, there was no great Yom Tov in the Jewish people, like the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur, and the Gemara goes on to ask, we understand Yom Kippur is a day of atonement, Yom Kippur is when we get a clean slate, but why the 15th of Av? And the Gemara gives multiple reasons, and the simple pshat in the Gemara seems to suggest that each reason in its own right maybe wouldn't have made it into the greatest Yom Tov, but when you combine all the reasons together, it becomes a significant Yom Tov. I'm not going to go through all the reasons, but just give you a few. First one, of course, is the concept that the decree of the Jewish people remaining in the desert was taken away, was rescinded. And in fact, it's something that happened on Tisha B'Av, really, because every year the people who turned 60 and they thought they were going to die would go into their own graves and they would actually pass away during the night of Tisha B'Av. And then that year they didn't. And then they didn't understand what's going on and they thought maybe they made a mistake with the calendar. But when it came the 15th of Av, which of course has a full moon, they knew, yes, the full moon means it's the 15th of the month, and therefore the decree has been taken away. And that became a Yontif. The other one is that Yerovam ben Nevat, the first king of the part of the Jewish nation that was called Yisrael, not Yehuda, was Yerovam ben Nevat. He was a very wicked person, and he actually wanted to prevent the Jewish people from going up to the Beis HaMikdash, so he put barriers, cross road blockades, to prevent the Jewish people going up to the Beis HaMikdash at the time of Yontif. And on Tu B'Av, a number of generations later, another king, who also wasn't such a fantastic king, but nevertheless, he removed those barriers. Also, there's something about the Beis HaMikdash. They used to chop wood for the Korbanos, but they would stop on the 15th of Av. That was like the end of this mitzvah. Reason being because in the Northern Hemisphere, the summer sort of comes to an end on the 15th of Av. It starts to get a bit more wet or a bit more moisture sort of in the air. And therefore, the wood that they chop would sometimes have worms, and that would be invalid for the Mizbech. And therefore, they would stop, and like it was a siyum, says Rabbi Nachananel, it was like the end of the mitzvah, and they would do that on Tuvah. So all these reasons are very interesting, but why does it make it there's a few others. Why does it make it the biggest yontif? So we have to look at the Kabbalistic reason. We know that Al-Pi Kabbalah, Tu B'Av, it says in the Zohar, that Tu B'Av is the big yontif for another reason. Because he says it's the full moon. And the moon, we know that the Yidden are compared to the moon. And because the Yidden are compared to the moon, therefore the full moon represents a shlemus, a perfection, a strength of the Jewish people. And that's why Tu B'Av is such a great yontif. But obviously that begs the question that every single one of the 12 months have a full moon. First of all, you have Yomim Tovim, like Pesach and Sukkot, that fall out on the 15th of the month. You have months that don't have a yontif, but they're still the full moon. So why do we single out Tu B'Av? And in the Rebbe's talks in Chassidus, he brings the following idea. We know we have a principle, which we've mentioned very often, that Yerida Tzorech Aliyah, the descent is for the necessity of an ascent, which means the lower you go, the stronger and higher you will come. The full moon of Tu B'Av is a different full moon to every other month. The full moon of Tisha B'Av represents, of Tu B'Av, 15th of Av, represents the perfection, the strength, and the coming back of the Jewish people after Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av represents the greatest descent, the lowest point of Jewish history. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and all the other persecutions and tragedies that followed, which were all connected to the Golus and the destruction, Tisha B'Av is that lowest level of Jewish experience. And therefore, Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, represents the highest existence. And in fact, the Sfarim tell us that Tu B'Av is when energy of Mashiach actually shines. Because Mashiach will be that ascent, that elevation after the long and bitter Golus, which is the Yerida Tzorech Aliyah. And that's why Tu B'Av's full moon is so different. Tu B'Av's full moon is the ultimate and infinite redemption of the Jewish people, an infinite greatest level that we can reach. Which, of course, therefore, we understand two things. That's why the Gemara lists all these reasons. If you have a look at the Gemara's reasons, you'll notice every reason has to do with fixing something in the Beis HaMikdash, fixing something bad in the Beis HaMikdash. The first one I mentioned was that the Gezerah, the decree of the spies, came to an end. The spies, we know, came back on Tisha B'Av. They made the Jews cry on Tisha B'Av. Tu B'Av shows the reversal of that. Yeravam HaNevo tried to block people from going up to the Beis HaMikdash. The king that removed them was a few generations later. He allowed people to go to the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, it's the strength of the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately representing the ultimate strength of the third Beis HaMikdash. And of course, chopping wood for the korbanos is something we don't do today because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But we mentioned on Tu B'Av because in Eretz Yisrael very soon we will have the Beis HaMikdash. That's why all these reasons are not just reasons because you take a few small reasons and you make one big reason out of it. No, the ultimate reason is because it's the perfection of the Jewish people. But then the expression of that reason is in all the reasons of Tu B'Av. They all have something to do with fixing the Beis HaMikdash or Geula, or redemption, or building the Jewish people. Of course, that's also connected to Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. This is the Shabbos of comfort. And Chazal tell us that why is there a double expression? Because everything happened in a double way. It says, Chet Chato Yerushalayim, the Yidden sinned in a sort of very emphasized way, and we cried. The Golus was given in a double dose. That's why in Eicha that we read on Tisha B'Av, it says, Bochoy Sifke Balayla. You will cry at night, but it's got a double expression of b'chiyah, of crying. And therefore, the nechama, the comfort that the Novi gives us this week in the Haftarah also is not just nachamu, but it's nachamu, nachamu ami. Be comforted, be comforted. What's the significance of a double nechama? So the Sforim point out that the significance of a double nechama is the idea of geula, the idea of redemption, and the idea of infinity. It's not just about being a bigger dose, it's about being reaching the full redemption. This idea that double of something represents geula is hinted or spoken about really in a medrash in a few different places. The medrash talks about the five letters that are double. The idea of double, this is a Shabbos of double comfort. There are five letters that are double. Mansapach, Mem Nun, Tzadik, Mansa Pei, and Chof, right? You have a Nun, you have a final Nun, you have a Mem, you have a final Mem, and so on. The Medrash tells us in Yalkut Shemoyni and Medrash Rabbah in a few places that the double letters, the ones that double up, have a very special connection to Geula, to redemption. We know, for example, this is one version of the Medrash, that the Chof, which is the first letter in the alphabet that is double, that's got to do with the Geula, the redemption of Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu was sent to Eretz Yisrael, it says, Lech Lecha, a double Chof, and it uses the final Chof there. Right? Mem, the Medrash, it's a bit hard to understand this one, but it says, God, Samto Men of Oid, it uses double Mem by Yitzchak to show that we are bound up with two worlds. The Nun is when Yaakov was saved from Esau, because it says, Hatzileini no. She prayed to Hashem and said, please save me, and he was saved. Hatzileini has a Nun and No has a Nun. The Pei is the famous expression of Geula to do with Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, Hashem said, he told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jewish people, Pokoid Pokadati, I have remembered you. I will take you out. I will not leave you to languish in Golus. I will take you out. And the Yidden knew that the code for the Geula from Mitzrayim is two Peis, Pokoid Pokadati, I have surely remembered you. And finally, the tzaddik is the geula, which will be the geula of Asido, because it says, "Ish tzemach shmoi umitachtov yitzmach," that Mashiach has many names. One of the names of Mashiach is tzemach, and yitzmach, he will sprout forth. The two words have the tzaddik, and therefore the tzaddik is the double tzaddik. And therefore, when we come to this week's parasha, and we say, "Nachamu, nachamu ami," nachamu is two nuns. It stands for nechama, but it's a double nechama. It's an infinite nechama, because ultimately this Shabbos is Tu B'Av. It symbolizes the redemption through Mashiach, the ultimate geula, and that will be a geula of double. It will be a geula of infinity. It will be a geula that's of eternity, because once we have the third Beis Hamikdash, we know that it will not be destroyed ever again. Beis Hamikdash itself represents a double concept, because we are told that the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi is really a combination of the first and second Beis Hamikdash, and that's what makes it so special, because each one stood for a different thing. The combination of both is the Shlishi, which represents an eternal Beis Hamikdash. And Emir Tashem, even before Shabbos, we should be Zoicha very, very soon to the double Geula, the Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, the double Tzaddik, and the Geula Shlema. Have a wonderful week and a wonderful Shabbos.